This is Science Friday from NPR News. I'm Ira Flatow.
Now there's a Betty Crocker Easy Bake Oven just for you.
It's the most beautiful oven I've ever seen.
You've seen girls on TV ads for Easy Bake Ovens, but what if those girls could design and build one? Or better yet, how about a solar cooker? Women dominate college campuses these days, but not in the engineering department. Could that change if we steered girls towards math and science at a younger age? And how would we do that? This is a good time to find out because it's National Engineers Week, and yesterday teachers and engineers around the country took part in Introduce a Girl to Engineering Day. That was an effort to get more girls excited about changing the world through careers in engineering. So if you're a teacher and engineer and you're wondering how you can get involved in the future, give us a call. Our number is 1-800-989-8255. 1-800-989-TALK. Also, you can Twitter us. Send us a tweet. Tweet your questions or comments to the at sign followed by SciFry. That's at SciFry. And if you want more information, you're welcome to surf over to our website at sciencefriday.com. Leslie Collins is the executive director of the National Engineers Week Foundation in Alexandria, Virginia. She joins us over the phone. Welcome to Science Friday, Ms. Collins.
Well, thank you, Ira. Glad to be here. Like the show a lot.
Thank you. What was the impetus for this?
For Introduce a Girl to Engineering Day, the impetus was that a number of American corporations can't get enough engineers, and when you look at the changing demographics, women are a majority on college campuses these days, yet they're only about 20% of the college engineering students. So we'd like to change that. There are a lot more girls going to college these days. They are academically prepared, which wasn't necessarily the case even 20 years ago, but they're capable of going into engineering, but it's not on the radar screen, and we'd like to change that.
So what happens to them, and how do you propose to change that?
Well, we propose to start talking with girls in the way that's meaningful for them. I think that too often engineers are guilty of this, talking about the process of becoming an engineer and not about how engineering is really a helping profession. And when you talk to girls, and boys for that matter, about what they want out of their future careers, they're pretty savvy, and they want to know they're going to make a good living. Girls want to know there's going to be some job flexibility. They also want to know, this is girls now, that they're going to be creative and they're going to work with people. I think that Dilbert image is stuck in some people's heads, and that's not engineering at all. And and engineers, it's a very helping profession. When you listen to what the president's talking about in terms of infrastructure, revitalizing cities, you had the piece on about his work with the mayors, healthcare, energy, renewable resources, that's all engineering, and it's all engineering solutions. And kids are really interested in that. They just don't know it's engineering.
You know, I actually have an engineering degree. I went to school in engineering, and you're so right about that. Is that you were so involved with taking courses in math and science and physics that you never had an idea of where you're going to wind up or what you're working for.
Right, and actually there are a couple of very popular college student programs now that back up what you say, absolutely. One of the fastest growing student organizations in this country is called Engineers Without Borders, like Doctors Without Borders. Mm-hmm. The college kids are given assignments where they come up with sustainable solutions in developing communities. It might be a very simple water pumping operation or filtration system. And so they're really doing engineering early on in their college career. Another one is the Solar Decathlon, where college teams build houses with using sustainable energy, and that also is wildly popular. And I think it gets to the exact, you know, the point you're making, that the kids want to do engineering and they want to see what they're going to be able to do with it. And when it comes to the pre-college students, they know that something like engineering is going to take math and science, but what they don't know is, why is that worth it? What is the real application, and why in the end is it worth it?
So how successful were you yesterday?
We have about 10,000 volunteers that reach about a million girls in kindergarten through 12th grade, and that's men and women as mentors, but we especially want to get women engineers out there. Study after study shows that particularly for girls, it's really important to have those role models. And one of the problems in engineering, it's sort of this, you know, catch-22. When girls get to college, there aren't many women faculty in engineering. And as a matter of fact, the Diversity and Innovation Caucus on the Hill next week with the Society of Women Engineers is sponsoring a briefing on that very topic and how to retain and advance women faculty in engineering. So the idea is to present to girls role models, and so they can see, yeah, I look like an engineer, to do hands-on activities with them. And one thing we've had, people always say, well, what are girl activities? What does that mean? It means it's hands-on. It means it's introducing girls to something new. They're not necessarily looking to increase their science and math knowledge, but they're looking to maybe try something new that's in a very comfortable space. And it's not about individual competition. It's about, you know, teamwork. And you might compete as teams. But those make things a little more girl-friendly.
Do you have women engineers to present to them as role
models? Oh, yeah, absolutely we do. And women are very happy to go out and share. They understand the issues. So I have to say, we also have to train them with the right kinds of messages, because if I send out a woman engineer who's of an age and who back in her time in college might have been only one of several women in a college engineering class, that day has sort of passed.
I only had one woman in my whole engineering class.
Right. So we, you know, girls today have pretty high expectations, and they're not going to face and don't intend to face the same barriers that, you know, some people have. So we don't want to set up, you know, artificial expectations and sort of turn them off. We want them to be able to say, you know, this is for me, I can do it, and other people like me are going to do it.
Do you attract any boys while you're doing this also? Do they say, hey, well, if there are going to be more girls in engineering, maybe I want to...
I have three boys, none of whom are going to engineering. I've tried. But we do absolutely talk to boys as well. It's interesting. Right now, through a project called Engineer Your Life, and if anybody out there has, particularly high school students, thinking about what they might want to major in, it's engineeryourlife.org. The boys who visit with our engineers tend to have some sense of what engineering is, and even may already be saying, I think I want to be a mechanical engineer or a civil engineer, which somebody's gotten to them. Mm-hmm. When it comes to the girls, they are really much more of a blank slate in that way. They don't necessarily know what engineering is, and unless they have a relative or neighbor who is one. So we have a little more work to do there. They haven't traditionally been encouraged, and we find guidance counselors don't know much about engineering. We all know the problems with the science and math teachers who haven't been trained in science and math, so they can't really advise kids on what engineering is like. So,
yeah. Well, good luck to you, and thank you for taking time to be with us.
Well, thank you, Ira.
Leslie Collins is Executive Director of the National Engineers Week Foundation in Alexandria, Virginia, and she had joined us by the phone.